Once trees grew inside me. I became obsessed with acorns, their miniature beret caps, the smooth softness of their surface, fodder for long-snouted weevils, bobwhite quail, flying squirrels, wild hogs, and gray foxes. Native tribes soak them in water, leaching out the bitter tannins. They grind them into flour, readying them for fry bread. Symbol of strength and potential, the Druids believed the devouring of acorns would enable them to scry the future. Yearning to be crone clairvoyant, I tried biting down, breaking both incisors. So I swallowed them whole, opening my throat, a wide cavern, a chamber of echoes. I became the soprano in the back row of the choir loft, singing an obbligato with almost no breath. I sang of oaks living for 1,000 years, homage songs of leaf and stem, sacred tree of Lithuanian god Perkūnas, the hands of my ancestors, my hands, stewards of the soil. I weave a laurel of oak leaves, defy the lightning to strike me. I seek the desires of the divine by interpreting the oak's rustling leaves. Tomorrow, I will don my ballet slippers, tie ribbons of satin and lace to my wrists, braid wild hyssop and butterfly weed into a garland, rattle my tambourine amidst bee balm and blazing star, jangle amongst wild bergamot, blue aster, and Joe Pye weed. Tomorrow I will gaze on sunflower seeds, sunshine petals sprouting in the pit of my belly, and I will sing yellow songs without lyrics, chimes in the wind on an abandoned prairie. I will conjure fields of sunflowers.